This podcast is brought to you by the Diamond Alternative Earrings from Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. Get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79 from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What in the next 2 years do you intend to do differently to change people's opinion of the direction of the country, particularly as you contemplate a run for president in 2024?
Nothing.
He was serious?
Yeah, he was serious.
That's insulting people. And I don't think that was a good answer.
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that?
Oh, boy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And do you believe that Ukraine now has the leverage it needs to begin peace negotiations with Moscow?
I think the context is that whether or not they pull him back from Fallujah.
Biden's losing it.
Who am I? Why am I here?
Biden's being a puppet.
And.
What about everything we talked about?
Well, I get a little nervous. I'm getting better.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 413 Limerick guy says the Dems are simply more devious than us and always have been. They knew this college loan, quote unquote, cancellation BS would lock up the younger people's vote, and it worked. Yeah, I'm not sure. The other thing that occurs to me though is this affects 13% of the population. So 87% of us are paying for a free. It's a giveaway. They signed a contract to repay these loans so that they could learn how to tap a keg and roll a joint. And now 87% of us are going to have to pay the tab. I mean, you know, the Republicans didn't even make an issue out of this. I don't recall anybody even talking about this during the campaign after it was over. I mean, they mentioned it briefly in early September when it happened, but nothing since then. And I guess probably the Dems were pushing it big time in the on their social media. Anyway, time now for the chump line.
I'm so happy about my student debt relief. Now I can go out and eat tapas.
It's just amazing, isn't it? And the only thing that surprises me is that the mainstream media actually picked up on the survey. You know, I mean, it's very entertaining in the sense, and it's something to talk about, and it irritates you and me. But aren't you surprised CNBC decided to go with it? It doesn't fit the narrative. I mean, it was a crisis. I was looking at some of the earlier stories. President Brandon is dealing with the crisis of student loans, and we knew it was BS, but now they've blown up their own narrative.
Next week, the president will meet with Chinese Premier Xi, or as he's affectionately known in the Biden family, Hunter's sugar daddy.
One of Hunter's sugar daddies, you mean to say? Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com.
The New York Times said Joe Biden fumbles a lot. You wouldn't expect that from an all-American Division I football player.
Yeah. He got his football talent, though, right from his grandfather. Angus Finnegan. What's his name, Angus? Ambrose. Ambrose Finnegan. He was an All-American at Santa Clara, you know. The records have been out of, scrubbed, but you can take Joe's word for it. His word is a Brandon. No malarkey. No lie.
A reporter asked Joe Biden if Elon Musk was a threat to national security. He should have asked him if Joe Biden is a threat to national security.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, isn't it, that there shouldn't be an investigation of Hunter Biden. That's a joke. But Elon Musk, there's going to be and he was reading the notes. Did you see those crackerjack scribes, you know, Democrat operatives with press passes. They obviously gave the questions they were going to ask to KJP or one of her minions. So he had all of his notes prepared. He's looking down and he's stumbling like he's John Fetterman when he's coming up with the answer. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean View rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and at $149.99 a night on weekends through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com.
You know what's funny about the Republicans is for people who claim to make their living doing politics, they sure aren't very good at it.
No. They're not, are they? I mean, wouldn't you think that after the disaster of 2020 that Governor Ducey, you know, the outgoing Republican governor, would have tried at least to fix the mess in Maricopa County? They have a Republican majority in the state legislature. What was the problem? They have a Republican attorney general. I think the Secretary of State is this idiot, Katie Hobbs, but I mean, couldn't they have passed some kind of legislation to straighten this out? But they just let it go on. And again, I repeat, DeSantis didn't let it go on. He stopped it in Broward County. He fired the election supervisor and got two of the other ones to resign because he didn't want to go through this BS again.
Why do people call this time of year autumn? Everyone knows it's Fallujah.
until he said that yesterday, when was the last time you thought about Fallujah? It's been a long time, I dare say. But you know, this is what happens when your brain is gone. Stuff just keeps bubbling up out of the deep, dark recesses of the past. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to know that. You just have to have watched your grandfather or your uncle.
Lovey, did you see that Beto O'Rourke got pummeled yet again? With that streak of losses, perhaps we should call him Gigolo Jeff Deal.
Jeff's still one ahead of him. Jeff is going to run for one more office, and he's going to go one for the thumb, as the Steelers used to say back in the early 80s. That'll give him five losses.
I believe some Oz votes wound up in the dump, just enough to get Fetterneck over the hump. Knowing their history, it's really no mystery how the left danced around a midterm slump.
Ooh, I thought the last word was going to be Trump, just like they did to Trump. But that works, Limerick guy.
I don't know why everyone's getting worked up about fuel crunch for the Northeast for the winter. We don't need that dirty petroleum. We can just run everything on rainbow lollipops and sunshine.
And solar panels. You know, you get a blizzard and just turn up your heater, your thermostat that runs off the solar panels that are buried under 2 feet of snow. It'll work perfectly.
Well, Democrats almost saved democracy yesterday.
Yeah, we'll see how the final returns come out in the Senate. Keeping my fingers crossed.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Yesterday you said...
I can speak for all Florida drivers.
You can speak on behalf of all Florida drivers? Didn't they take away your driver's license when they took away your bicycle? I mean, that's why you have to walk to the Breakers to steal coffee, right? You gallivanting geezer. We're going to be fine.
I'm holding it up. We're off of the Newsmax stream, but if you're on Rumble or Twitter or any of those things, there's my Florida driver's license. I look kind of old in the picture, but it's all I need. People come down here and they go, hey, guess what? I got my license. And everybody, oh, really? And everybody shows it. And you go, yeah, I got my license too last year. It's a mark of distinction, believe it or not.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, 844-500-4242. That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between the hours, any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The chump line number, if you wish to leave such a message, is just that number I gave you, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line and leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second chump line of the day, we have one. It's called Chopped Chumps. It's where the messages that we didn't play just now are used. Chopped Chumps is posted around 7 o'clock every night, Eastern Time, weeknights. And you can get Chopped Chumps, the second chump line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Today's chump line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced for just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. NausetBeachInn.com.
Why do people call this time of year autumn? Everyone knows it's Fallujah.
Some of these Brandonisms are weirder than the other ones. That Fallujah one yesterday was kind of strange. Who could have ever predicted it? I'm Howie Carr. I've said before, and I'll say it again, Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction that you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of your life becomes that much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and that's what having a smile like you can get from Perfect Smiles is all about. If you've been procrastinating for a couple of years now, postponing going back to the dentist, don't wait any longer. The longer you wait, the more of a headache it's going to be. Whatever you need done to your mouth, whether it's just a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning or something more involved, the only place to go is Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's the best dental office I've ever been to, and I think you will agree once you go. 2023 will be here before you know it. You have the opportunity to go into the new year with more confidence than ever before. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? Take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3 and have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. I missed them last night as we'll play the Miss You by the Rolling Stones because I was in a motel, ordered to evacuate. But now tonight I'll be back with all of MyPillow's products. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which Republican would you prefer to be the next House Speaker? James Comer, Jim Jordan, Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, or Donald Trump?
I'm voting for Jim Jordan.
52% say Jim Jordan, 18% for Steve Scalise, and 14% for Donald Trump.
All right. 844-500-4242. 781 says, question four in Mass was a snow job. That was the illegal alien driver's license. Wasn't on the for and against booklet that went out with the other three questions. That's because it was a late, it was done late in the process. That wasn't a conspiracy. We've been over this a million times, but it wasn't. It's, you know, listen, don't believe everything you hear on the radio about what's going on. One commercial ran how law enforcement was in favor because question number four would mean safer roads. No mention that it gave licenses to illegal aliens. There never was a commercial that told what it really was. Blame the Republicans. They had no money. They were outspent by the illegal aliens 17 to 1. You know, again, this isn't a conspiracy. This is total incompetence by the state GOP committee. They had no money. They had no money for Jeff Deal. They had no money for anything. And then they didn't even put together any kind of ground campaign or anything like that. They did nothing. It showed up on the ballot and you had to make a split-second decision. All the work done by everyone, including you, Howie, was for nothing. The deck was stacked from the beginning. It was stacked by incompetence, though. That's what it was stacked by. And the fact that it was not in the booklet, I'm telling you, it had nothing to do with a conspiracy. They got into the field late because the law was passed late. So they didn't have the signatures until September, and they had to get the booklet out a week later. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. I just got some random thoughts. I've been listening to some of the analysis. I think a lot of reason the Republicans lost is because our shameless lying news media that can't tell the truth about anything. And, I mean, come on, Fetterman, nobody in their right mind, and the tremendous brainwashing. The Democrat Party is a brainwashed cult, and I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like one of those things that
Mitch McConnell say the same thing about us, Steve. But I think in when we say it, I think it's true.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Mitch McConnell also didn't he withhold a lot of money from Trump candidates because he didn't like Trump endorsing
yes.
people?
Yes. He withheld money. He moved money from Balduck to Murkowski. And he also pulled a ton of money out of Arizona that was supposed to go to Blake Masters. Lou Dobbs today tweeted out the numbers for four of the Senate races. Arizona,
yeah.
Mark Kelly had $73 million to Blake Masters, $9 million. In Georgia, Warnock, that's continuing. That's going to be a runoff. Warnock had $76 million to Herschel Walker's $32 million. In Nevada, Cortez, the incumbent Democrat woman, had $47 million to Laxalt's $12 million. And it looks like Laxalt has won, thank goodness, in spite of that 4-1 margin. And in New Hampshire, Hassan had $36 million, according to Lou Dobbs. I've also read the number $40 million in the Wall Street Journal, to Bolduc's $2 million. So it's hard to overcome those kind of numbers. And they always say the Republican Party is the party of rich people, but it's not, obviously. Look at these numbers. You know? Look at the money. Stacey Abrams had $105 million. Beto had like $60 million. Val Demings here in Florida against Rubio had $70 million. $70 million! And she was smoked almost as badly as Charlie Crist. Thanks for the call, Steve. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back about student loans or anything else you want to talk about. And when we come back after the top of the hour, it's time for Let's Go Brandon, a crowd favorite these days. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Kenny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kenny. You there? No.
It's absolutely craziness what they can do to us.
Can't hear you, Kenny. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Howie. Before I give you my bit of conciliatory speech to the Democrats, I just want to say that Katie Hobbs overseeing the election in Arizona is like the FBI investigating themselves. You think there's a conflict of interest here? But anyway, my bitter comments there. I hope the Democrats enjoy a transitory four-year recession. It's going to be a depression, inflation, sporadic heating oil shortages and high gas prices and no food in the store. It's going to be like a third world country, courtesy of the Democrats, and I hope they appreciate what they've got.
I know some people are saying, you know, that it may be a blessing in disguise, and I know that's an overused phrase, for the Republicans not to have full control of Congress. Because, you know, even before the election, Brandon was getting ready to blame Republicans, you know, saying that, I mean, everything that happened, and I tend to agree with you that it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I think the energy prices are really going to go through the roof right now that the election's over. I don't care about the 1,000 points the stock market went up today. They're just whistling past the graveyard. I think the Democrats are going to own this whole thing. And, you know, there's no getting around it, Jay. I'm with you. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, I love you, I respect you, but I got to tell you something. One thing that's really bugging me about, especially a lot of the syndicated talk show hosts, conservative talk show hosts, but why are we not talking about fraud here? Listen, at 8:01, they were already calling the race for Healy. At eight, with 8% of the vote in,
and John
was already
John,
giving her
they,
victory.
They, John, they were right, weren't they?
No,
I mean,
they weren't.
What's the?
I looked at the AP. I was looking at the AP poll online, and it showed her at 50.9. It showed Deal at 47.6 with only.
And what did he? What did it? What were the final numbers? What were the final numbers, John? He got 35%. He got less than he got against the fake Indian. He didn't campaign.
Listen,
he had no money. There's an old saying in politics, you can't beat somebody with nobody. Jeff Deal is nobody.
1.6. Warren got 1.6 million votes back in 2018 with a high voter turnout, and we had extremely low voter turnout, and by Tuesday or Wednesday morning.
John, he got fewer. Your man Deal got fewer votes than Jay McMahon. He got fewer votes than Anthony Amore. That's what happens when you don't campaign. The election was not fixed. Sometimes the fault is not in the stars, but in ourselves that we are underlings.
Nobody,
it's a line from Shakespeare.
What?
Nobody wants to talk about it because it wasn't fixed. If you don't run a candidate, you're going to lose the race. So what's there to talk about? The only thing the chairman of the party cares about is getting reelected to his phony baloney job in the state committee. Instead of organizing stuff on the day before the election and on election day, he's huddled with his lawyer. They're writing documents, filing FOIA requests, and they're trying to throw some woman from Wales, Massachusetts, off the state committee so he can keep his job. This was the worst election for Republicans in the history of the Republican Party in Massachusetts, and he doesn't have the common decency to resign in disgrace. He just wants to go, oh, something happened. Yes, you were the chairman of the party and you didn't do anything. That's why question four didn't do anything after we all worked hard on it. He didn't raise any money. $200,000 for a statewide race. The illegal aliens had over three million bucks. 844-500-4242. Said to get that off my chest. You should see. We've got all these documents now that are coming in. The Lyons is filing all these challenges, and he's trying to just keep his job. The state committee is not supposed to be the Supreme Court or a legislative body. It's just a vessel to move money around to candidates, and he has no money because no one will give him any money now, for obvious reasons. 844-500-4242. So Biden was giving a speech today at the Howard Theater in Washington, D.C. So is this Howard University, Taylor? Do you know? All right. So this is cut three.
The overwhelming response we were getting, and the fact that even those folks who may not like me or may not like somebody, but they agree with our agenda. They thought we were doing.
They like high inflation. They like crime. They like letting in millions of illegal aliens who don't speak English and have no skills. And many of them have diseases. They like that. They like our agenda. Cut five.
But in 2020, the 55 largest corporate of the 55, 55 of the largest corporations in America paid zero on $40 million in profits.
How many times has he got that wrong? And he said $40 million in profit, did he not, Taylor? $40 million? 55 of the largest corporations made $40 million.
But in 2020, 55 of the largest corporations in America paid zero on $40 million in profits.
That's not a lot of profits. 55 into 40 million. So the 55 largest corporations in the country they averaged $800,000 in profits. Can we get a fact check on that? Can we get a fact check in aisle 46? Cut seven.
If Republicans pass, and I don't think they can do it now, a national ban to ban abortion, I will veto it. It's simple.
Taylor, have you heard any stories about the Republicans trying to ban abortion? Bobby Bland? I don't know. 844-500-4242. Cut eight.
Republicans calling Democrats big spenders. We're the ones bringing down the deficit. They're the ones that blew it up over 4 years.
Wow.
What's he complaining about? He cut it in half.
That's right. He cut the deficit in half. And he cut the debt in half too. He said he reduced the debt by half. So in other words, we must have been running since there's over $30 trillion in the national debt. So he must have been running quite the profitable enterprise. He must have been $15 trillion ahead. That's better than the $40 million that the 55 largest corporations are making. I'm just going on his numbers. 844-500-4242. Cut one.
And you know, all those election deniers, so far, best of my knowledge, none of them has not said when they lost, they said we lost. That's a big deal. No, I really mean it.
I have no idea what did he just say? None of them have not said that they did not lose. Let me hear that one again.
And you know, all those election deniers, so far, best of my knowledge, none of them has not said when they lost, they said we lost. That's a big deal. No, I really mean it.
That was Fetterman-esque. 844-500-4242. Charles, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Hey, even if this is a blessing in disguise, I mean, what's the blessing? A bunch of Republicans that are going to drop the ball every time they get the opportunity to do something? I mean, what's wrong with the Republicans? They have no spine. And I live in Keene, New Hampshire. And, Howie, I was watching buses roll in there every 15 minutes, dropping off about 20 to 25 kids between the ages of 18 and 25, rolling into the booth and rolling right back out. I mean, even if the election was fixed, the Republicans aren't going to do anything about it anyway.
Were the buses coming in from Keene State?
Most likely, because I've lived here for 20 years. I haven't seen that many kids running around. They had to be. I mean, it was Thomas Transportation, but yeah, they had to be.
You know, after the 2016 election, where Kelly Ayotte lost her seat to Maggie Hassan by under 1,000 votes, and Trump only lost the state by 3,000, Trump was all over Sununu saying, you know, you got to fix this thing. And he was having Reince Priebus, his chief of staff, call Sununu all the time. And they finally got some legislation through Concord and to tighten it up a little bit. And it wasn't enough, though, obviously. And I remember having Sununu on once and saying, why didn't you get a real crackdown on this same day voter registration because of all the fraud that's going on in the college towns? And he said we tried to get something that would survive a court challenge by the ACLU, and I guess I kind of understand that, but I think that the problem hasn't been solved, and you know, they prosecute a handful of people every year, and they don't prosecute any, they don't seem to prosecute very many of the students who are registering to vote. And then under New Hampshire law, you're supposed to turn in your driver's license and get a New Hampshire driver's license to prove that you're really a resident. If you can't prove that you're a New Hampshire resident on the day of the vote. And they don't seem to ever prosecute anybody. They prosecute maybe like two elderly people from Draycott right across the line in Massachusetts. But they don't prosecute some rich trust fund kids from Hanover, New Hampshire, from Dartmouth that are laughing up their sleeve, you know, because they have trust funds and daddy gives a $10 million building and they got the, you know, they're never going to have to worry about all these insane policies of the Democrats. So it's just a game for them. But those are the people I'd like to see some people from Dartmouth go to prison for a couple of years for same day voting and violating the state laws. But it's not going to happen. You know, you're right about that. The Republicans aren't going to do anything about it. 844-500-4242. Biden is still the president. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. It was up today, but that was because the inflation rate was down from a 40-year high. It's still at a 40-year high. The pre-election stock market rally is just about over in all likelihood. This is all the more reason for you not to have all your money tied up in equities. You've got to protect your assets. In times of political crisis like this, historically, investors have turned to precious metals. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for over 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government like we have right now, unfortunately. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for over 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. 917 says, trying to pass something that won't get a court challenge is something a Democrat would never say. They just do it, and then it becomes the reality. Well, okay, but I'm just telling you what Sununu said to me. You know, don't criticize me. That's the way it is. And I would like to see more stringent laws. I would like to see people punished. I would like to see people arrested. They've been, you know, that's another thing DeSantis has done. He set up an election integrity unit, and they've been arresting people. They've been arresting felons for trying to vote in Florida. And, of course, the usual cries of racism and classism, et cetera, but he doesn't care. And they busted a voter ballot harvesting operation in Orange County, which is Orlando, Disney World, and that's another thing this new unit has done. And yes, we need more DeSantis's, and we need some Carrie Lakes. I really hope she gets in there, because she will. I guarantee you, she will clean it up, or try do her damnedest to clean it up, just like DeSantis did here in Florida. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. My baby mama Stacy and I don't agree on much, but there's one thing we do agree on. How in the world, over the last 2 years, could they reelect more Democrats, the number of Democrats that they did? Even my son out at UMass Amherst, he's scratching his head. How can they pass the question four that's allowing illegal aliens into this country? We can't even take care of the RMV lines that we have now. It's insane. The Democrats.
I agree. But again, you have to remember the voters are very stupid, Dave. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, I know it sounds like I'm an elitist for saying that, but for 60 years, let's go back to question one, the graduated income tax. 60 years, the voters were smart enough to see through it and to know that it wasn't for rich people, that they were that the hacks were going to use it to screw everybody. And, you know, people had a lot less book learning. They didn't have the kind of advanced degrees that they have now. But all the people who have these advanced degrees, they all voted to screw themselves. How stupid can they get? Somebody did, I think it was the Globe, did the richest towns in the Commonwealth and how they voted on this. And several of them, like Lexington, like Concord, like Manchester by the Sea, these people have median household incomes of over 200,000 in some cases. And they vote, some of these towns, not all of them, most of them didn't, but some of these towns voted for the graduated income tax. Why would they do something like that? Now, I know in Lexington's case, you know, they've all these Harvard professors have moved to Lexington. You know, they're not too many Minutemen left in Lexington, if you know what I mean. But why? How stupid can you be? It's not like they're going to use this money for anything other than just more pork and graft of honest and dishonest graft, both boondoggles, just nonsense. And these rich people, I don't know, they got so much money, I guess they feel guilty about having so much dough. I'd need a lot more money than I got to feel guilty. 844-500-4242. Let's Go Brandon is coming up. Get ready, Val. I'm Howie Carr.